918.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Oregon State Police to provide Portland Police Bureau access to Oregon State Police's automated biometric identification system, not to exceed $102,480.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Jeff Morris. I'm a sergeant with the Police Bureau. I'm assigned to the Forensic Evidence Division. Here today representing Captain Kruger, who has a previous engagement. As stated, we are here to discuss and answer questions regarding a renewal of an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon State Police regarding fingerprint services. This is a long-term agreement dating back approximately 30 years. The Forensic Evidence Division would also like to assure City Council that this system will only be used to search and identify fingerprints and palm prints. I'd like to introduce Chris Wormdahl. He also works for the Forensic Evidence Division as our technology coordinator, and he's really the subject matter expert on this system and the agreement.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Chris Wormdahl, the program manager for the technology programs utilized by the Bureau's Forensic Evidence Division. I have a very brief statement, and then I can answer any questions you might have. The Intergovernmental Agreement is a continuation of an agreement that has been in effect for almost 30 years between PPB and Oregon State Police to access the Western Identification Network's Automated Biometric Identification System, WIN-ABIS for short. The system is utilized by the Police Bureau's Forensic Evidence Division's identification technicians to assist in the search of fingerprints and verify the identity of more than 35,000 arrested subjects each year. It is also used by the division's criminalists to search and identify latent fingerprints and palm prints found at crime scenes such as burglaries, assaults, rapes, and homicides. WIN is a regional system that consists of the following eight western states: Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Alaska, Nevada, and Utah. Through our connection to OSB and WIN, we are also allowed to connect to the FBI's Next Generation Identification System, or NGI. This allows our criminalists to search latent prints nationally when they are not found locally. WIN was created in the late 80s to make the process of fingerprint searching and identification faster and more efficient. Though the system's architecture and technology has changed over the years, the usefulness has not. ABIS allows us to identify arrested subjects in less than 2 hours as compared to the weeks and months it used to take. Latent print searches were practically impossible before the development of ABIS. Without this agreement, we will not be able to identify wanted subjects that give false names or help investigators solve crimes. Thank you.
Is this a contract that's been in place? Obviously, it's been in place. How long has this contract been in place?
How long has it been in place?
Yes. Is this a five-year contract?
Yeah, it's a five-year contract, renewed every 5 years.
And so we would be renewing it for a five-year period. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yeah.
Very good. And what would be, you went to special pains to say this is only for fingerprints and palm prints. If it were ever expanded beyond that, what steps would be required and what would be the City Council's engagement in that process?
It's actually spelled out in the contract under Section 2, which is the scope of agreement. And it's basically two parts. It says this is for specifically fingerprint and palm print searching and data. The system has the capability for future expansion to include iris and facial recognition. It is not part of it at this point. The second part of Section 2 specifies that any additional, any future types of biometric data, such as facial recognition or retinal, would require an update to the agreement, which the City Council would then have opinion and a vote on.
Very good.
Yeah.
And obviously this is now becoming widespread in Europe, but I want to make sure that we have a public conversation before we go to that direction.
Absolutely.
If we go to that direction. Right. Commissioner Fritz.
I just want to amplify what the mayor just said. So the user cannot, there can be no change to this without the City Council's formal vote. Is that correct?
It would require an amendment to the agreement. Correct.
Thank you.
I'm not sure I know what a latent print is.
Latent print is a partial print left at a crime scene. So may just be a smudge, maybe a little bit of ridge detail. The crime scene person will go, look over the crime scene, ask a victim if there were any specific things that they noticed that were moved, say it's a burglary, and then look at that area, dust for prints, and if there is something of value that they see or they think may be of value, they will collect it, bring it back to the office, review it, and then search it into the system.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Further questions? Public testimony, please, Sue.
We have three people who have signed up.
Very good.
Dan Handelman, Amy Gurman, Charles Rich Crane Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank
please
you.
Come up.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and I'm very glad you had the discussion that kind of covered my intended testimony, which is that I want to make sure that there's no expansion of this without City Council having a say in it. The state law that was passed around the use of body cameras for police specifically prohibits it being used for facial recognition, and I want to make sure that we do not have that going on through some other backdoor means. There are a lot of concerns about the invasion of people's privacy and the increasing technology that's being used around so-called biometrics, and I think that I would say that we are already having this conversation rather than waiting until those things open up, that our group would be very concerned about expanding what the database is going to be used for. One of the things that we noticed in this agenda item, and actually we testified on this the last time it came up too, is that Captain Kruger is now, he's moved from Drugs and Vice to be in the Forensic Services Division, and there are a lot of people in the community who have concerns about Captain Kruger and his past and some of the behaviors that he's exhibited in the last few years. So I just wanted to bring that forward as another concern, particularly around the use of identifying people based on perhaps their DNA, their race, or other biometric factors.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be here again. So I was listening to the agenda, this agenda item, and I didn't know that it was going to be happening today, and I just took notes. FBI, and I thought, wow, we're doing things that are joined with the FBI. Wow. Anyway, then I thought, racial profiling. This is right for racial profiling. Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't a cop who's already racial profiling to the extent that our cops do in this city use this new program for racial profiling, but to get, fingerprints and everything else? Racism is on my notes. Immigrant status is on my notes. Kruger is a Nazi is on my notes. There's no reason for this to cost anything as well. I can't figure that out. It's a computer. If somebody's got a computer program, all they have to do is allow in the city. So I'm not really sure what the $102,000 would go for, and I think that we have a right to know dollar for dollar what the $102,000 would be used for. That this is Orwellian. Again, these are just my notes in listening. This is absolutely Orwellian. That this is going to lead to retina scans. The thing that did stop me is that, Mayor, you were saying that we need to have a public conversation. Not later, though. We need to have that conversation now before this agenda item is even voted on. This should be opened up to the entire city because it affects every single community in our city that is not wealthy and white. And I really insist that until there is an open city conversation on this with all of us invited, that this can't even be voted on today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Should I say guten Morgen, Frau und Herren. It's always interesting when anything comes before the council and has the fingerprints of Herr Captain Kruger on it. I'm glad that Mr. Handelman from Copwatch brought that to your attention as well. And the move of Chief Outlaw moving people from Vice to Forensics. One actually kind of academic, kind of fiduciary point was really clearly raised by Ms. Gurman. Aren't our taxes already paying for this frickin' crap? How is it that a certain percentage of the federal budget goes in to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which runs a FIS, Automated Fingerprint Identification System, should be fully funded by the federal government because God knows us, they're not giving enough money to house homeless people. So why is it that we need a regional network, WIN, to gouge us for $20,000 a year to get fingerprint records that should already be fully funded by the Congress, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation? The fact that they go around and create, or other agencies, interstate agencies, have said, here's an opportunity for us to get $20,000 a year from Portland on a 5-year contract so that we can do something a little different with biometrics, but only fingerprints, according to the 14-page contract PDF. So I really think that as police commissioner and as a bean counter police commissioner Wheeler, it's very reasonable for you to look into why aren't Wyden and Merkley and Blumenhauer delivering a Department of Justice and a Federal Bureau of Investigation that doesn't need for each municipality to cough up a little bit of extra money to get ABIS Plus or whatever this is that we're buying. It just doesn't make sense, especially from a federal government that says, oh, Portland, you have 10,000 homeless people? Tough noogies. No more money. Or for a crazy federal, you know, there's dozens of federal police cars that park over at the bankruptcy court. Those cars could answer 911 calls from ICE workers, I suppose, if they wanted to. So there's no need to grow our law enforcement budgets under illusions of public safety. What's unsafe is having people sleeping outside overnight during air quality emergencies, ending up in emergency rooms and stuff like that. That is really where this $100,000 needs to go to. So I hope this contract never comes before the city again, because we're all going to be diligent, engaged citizens and ask Washington, D.C., why this isn't taken care of with all the money they collect for federal taxes. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions? Sue, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thanks, Mr. Johnson, for pointing out this is actually 20,000-ish a year for 5 years, and it goes for equipment installation, training, management support, and similar services. So it seems reasonable to pay into a system for those reasons. As we all know, over 5 years, computers often need servicing and additional maintenance and upgrades, and it seems very reasonable. Aye.
Wheeler.
I agree with those who share concerns about the technology. This is a technology. It can be used for great good. It is used for great good to identify perpetrators of violent crimes. But in the wrong hands, this kind of technology could obviously be used for negative purposes, with negative consequences. And that's why I asked the question I did about the extension of any biometrics. And I'm gratified that it has to come back to the City Council if there is any expansion of this contract. And I know that should that request come forward, it would be a very thorough conversation and one that would probably generate a lot of public input. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.